Welcome and thank you for listening to this message from Legacy Church New Braunfels. To connect with us, go to legacynb.com. Now enjoy this message from Pastor Jay Miller.
Sometimes you got to cry out with reckless abandon, amen? Because sometimes the measure of that cry out is the measure of the breakthrough you're needing. Lord, have your way. Stay in this place for a moment. Our hearts must be poured out. How many people realize we're not afraid of passion? I'm going to give you a word. I just saw that as the Lord was stirring your heart, and he says, there's my daughter who's been stirred up. And he says he stirred your heart for a reason. And what I saw was, as I saw as you poured out and made room for waves of overwhelming peace to begin pouring into you. And what I saw was, as he was pouring into you, is actually a healing anointing. You okay if we just do this for a moment? What I saw was, is that as waves were pouring in, we have this painting of this tsunami of his love coming in. And what I saw is he was just pouring inside of you. And as you poured out, you could not pour out enough. You were not able to keep up with. It was almost like you were being drowned by his love and his goodness and his peace. And the Lord says, that's the way I want my bride in this season. Come on, church. The Lord says, that's what I want from my bride in this season. My body cannot afford to be ones who sit back quietly and watch world events take place. We cannot afford to sit back quietly and allow the enemy to roar louder than we do. He's not a lion. He pretends he's a lion because he wants to be the lion, but he's not a lion. And what I hear the Lord say is, if you will be willing to bring you, all of you, exactly who you are. If you're quiet, bring all of your quietness. If you're loud, bring all of your loudness. But bring all of you before the Lord and say, Lord, here I am, use me. Here I am, Lord, use me. Do you understand, in olden times, I was listening to an audiobook. I was listening to the Two Towers from the Lord of the Rings. And there's a season wherever when the king is exposed for who he was in hiding. The king steps into the realm, and all of a sudden all the men of war pulled out their swords and they knelt before the king and said, here's my sword, command me, O Lord. And what I saw is we need to get to this place of saying, here I am, Father, I am yours, command me. So right where you're at, I just want you to do this for a moment. I want you, if you can get to your knees, get to your knees. If you have to sit, that's okay, that's getting to the ground. If you're not physically, it's okay. But if you're physically able to get to the ground, I want you to kneel down. You are our king. You are our father. You are our captain. You are our Lord and God. There is none like you. And we just lay before you our swords. We lay before you our voices. We lay before you our hearts. We lay before you our skill and our talent. We lay before you our past. We lay before you our present. We lay before you the future that was not unfolded yet. We lay before you all that we will ever be. And we say, Papa, we are your children. Command us. We've never wanted to do church as usual. We only want to live from the pleasure of our Father. But because we carry your pleasure, we know is for a purpose. That you created every one of us with a unique purpose to express your image, your name, your being into all the world. So, Lord, even as we celebrate 15 years of the incredible things you've done in our history here, God, we're not just a people of our history, we're a people of our destiny. And our destiny is found in you, Jesus. And the destiny of our city, New Braunfels, the destiny of our region, the surrounding communities, the region, the destiny, Lord, of our state, our nation, and the nations of the world lays in your heart. So would you just come, Holy Spirit, right now and pour out your Spirit in a way we've never experienced before, that we've never seen before, God. We're grateful for the way you've poured out in our lives. We're grateful for the way you've poured out in this church. But God, we want more. We want all of you at any cost. We want to see your kingdom demonstrated in our city at any cost, Lord God. So we give up any right that we think we have to dictate how this is going to go. And instead, we submit to you. It's for your glory. Born again. Maybe you're watching on stream. It's time to give your life to him. If you walked into this room or you're watching online and you've given your life to Jesus at one point, but it's been a while since you walked with him, it's time to give your life fully to him. There's no shame and there's no guilt. It's just come to Jesus and be made whole. If you've been walking with him for a while and yet you feel weary and tired, it's time to bring all of you to Jesus and be refreshed. I hear the Lord say, take up a grip, a fresh grip with your hand. Jesus, we're all here. And we just confess that you are Lord. You are our Lord. We believe now that, Father, you defeated Jesus from the grave by the power of your Holy Spirit. We believe, Father, that you defeated every power of hell when you brought us back into right relationship with you. We believe now that you defeated the devil. You've disarmed him, and there is no power that's greater than your power, your name. And we declare now that your name will be made glorious across this planet. It will be made glorious across the cosmos. Lord God, your name is faithful. So we thank you in this moment. Even as we begin to rise again, I hear the Father say, just arise, my children. So just right where you are, just go ahead and begin to get up. Leave whatever you laid down on the ground. Don't pick it up with you. And we're going to go in this next song, The Blessing. Part of it's going to be is we're singing it over each other. The worship team's going to sing it over you. And I really want the team to sing it over you first. And then I want you to begin to engage in this thing. And then there's this part where it turns outward, where we stop looking for the blessing and we become the blessing. And we begin to declare outwardly the blessing of the Lord upon this generation. So let's go ahead and continue the worship.
You and keep you, make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace.
Well, if you wandered in, then know what you're getting yourself into. Hello, my name is Jay Miller. This is my beautiful wife, Kelly. And we're blessed to have you with us today. What we're going to do is we're going to have a few of our folks share some testimonies. If I asked you to share a testimony, why don't you go ahead and make your way over here so that way we can move through them fairly quickly. I asked to give them like a real short, brief testimony. So anyone on our leadership team, plus there's a few other folks I had texted you directly on. And I'm going to let my bride. Isn't she beautiful? I get to brag on her.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, y'all, we are so excited about having 15 years as Legacy Church. This is such an exciting day for us, and we are so glad that you are a part of this, that you are a part of the Legacy family. And Jay asked me to share a little bit about the journey for me, and this is just a testimony of God's faithfulness, isn't it? That he is so faithful to us. And as much as we want to partner with the Lord and we want to serve the Lord and do ministry with the Lord, and that's our blessing, we really feel it's a privilege and an honor when we get to share, especially when we get to share in your lives. And those of you who we've gotten access to and really gotten to know, that is, to us, one of the highest honors in life. But we just want to say, like, as much as we're here celebrating the faithfulness of a church, the Lord is so much more faithful to us. Amen. And he is so much more loyal to us than we could ever be to him. So we just celebrate the Lord's faithfulness today. So,
so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start this way, so that way it's easy to exit afterwards, too. So.
Oh, this is the front?
Yeah, this is the front.
Oh.
So tell them who you are.
We thought we were in the back of the line.
The last will be first.
All right, well, save the best for last still applies down there. So I'm Richard Weeks. This is my wife, Trish. We've been here about 4 years, and the thing that I guess came to mind the most, after trying to think of some bloopers and some things that would be funny that have happened during church, Jay's full of, you know, amusing things, but nothing really came to mind to talk about it except the fact, and this isn't that funny, this is such a great place to come if you're not quite put together yet, you know? It's okay to be a little messed up, or a lot messed up. You know, this is a really loving group, and we have things in place to help you deal with your past, to help you move forward. And one of the things, though, that makes me uncomfortable is that we also do a lot of activations. So you can't just sit around and learn something and go home. You have to try it out, you know? You have to get uncomfortable and try the new thing that you're learning in class or something that you're doing to learn. But at church, it was a new thing to really like, okay, here's how you do it. We'll show you how to do it now. You go do it. And it's so freeing to take the risk and to let God, you know, carry you through it. And just a brief thing to throw. A year and a half or so ago, we had a real life-threatening medical emergency happen on a Sunday morning. And it ended up with Trish being in the ICU for a week and a half. And I know the church stopped doing other church and started praying for us. And that really meant a lot. That experience took me to the ends of myself. And y'all's prayers is what I needed because I was barely able to pray. I was barely making it back and forth to San Antonio. So thank y'all for that. And this is the kind of place where that happens. And so yeah, that's a good thing. And, you know, here she is. You know, she's alive. So.
I remember being here maybe even just the first couple months, and we were going through when we still had our Wednesday night classes, our Transform classes, and Cindy was just like, let's just practice. If you've never done this before, come on up. And that was, like Richard said, that was very interesting, but I did. I stepped out, and we were supposed to, that activation, we were supposed to get a cartoon animal or something. So it was something super simple, and you just, okay, ask God for a cartoon animal for this person, and why would he use that description? And so it's something really simple, something really easy, but something you can really relate to. So that has been really good. It's encouraged us to be able to do that just out in our lives. I think the one of the biggest things for me is this place, kind of like you said, is just, you just kind of get to be yourself. And we haven't really experienced that before in a place that's just that accepting. And I can remember I'd maybe been here about a year, and I just had this thought come that said, but if they only knew who you really are, they wouldn't accept you. And immediately I heard God's voice say, actually, you don't know who you really are. And that transformed everything.
So I came to this church about 6 years ago, and I was looking for a Kingdom church, and I didn't know it. And I saw on Facebook, it just popped up on my Facebook that Jack Taylor was speaking here. And I'm like, this is why we moved all the way from San Antonio to Marion. Like, God led me through dreams. And when I came here, I felt so at home. And yes, we're not a perfect church, but this is a Kingdom church. And Kingdom is family. And I just realized that we are truly a family. We contend for each other. We fight for each other. We pray for each other. We've seen growth and maturity and transformation. And this has been just an amazing journey. I have gotten so much more transformed, like acceleration in my mindset and growth and as a person. And I'm just so excited. And Pastor Jay and Cindy shared a couple of, I think it was last week, and I can't remember all of it, but to sustain the move of God, you know, it's an apostolic church that moves into healthy, prophetic community. And there's a prayer and intercession, and that we host the Spirit of God. And this is a church that we truly honor the Lord and host the Spirit of God here. And that we are continue to teach the things of God to sustain the Kingdom move of God. So I truly believe, I mean, you know, we're not end all, be all, but we truly desire for the Lord to work in us. And I think because we honor the Lord, recognizing He's the head of the church, it's not about Pastor Jay or anyone else, no one, but it is truly about the Lord. And I just love y'all. I mean, there's like love overflowing and overwhelming. And I know, like, you know, God is going to take us. Who He has taken us thus far, He's going to take us even farther. And, you know, I was reflecting on this morning. I said, what is 15? And I looked up. 15 means rest. And the Lord has been with us. And He's going to take into a place of rest through intimacy, knowing the Lord. Because it is our desire to know the Lord. And this is about Him.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Mario Sandoval, and this is my wife, Esther. We were told to give a little bit of a testimony and brief, and so I am going to be brief. I've been known by some as being a man of a few words, and so there will be. We've been here about just over 5 years, and when we started here, we met with Pastor Jay, and he asked us what we wanted in a church, what we wanted to hear, to be, and I told him that I wanted more of an encounter with Holy Spirit, and Esther said that she wanted a teacher. And so I think we've had that come to pass. Thank God. It's been a great experience here, and we love it. We're still here, thank God. We have a church. We're under a good church. I pray this is holy ground, and I thank God for it. I pray blessings over our pastor and his family, over associate pastor Chris and their family. And I have to say, I thank God for the music ministry. It was great this morning. Praise and worship was good. Amen. And if I do say so myself, I thank God. Thank God for it. I thank God that I'm still in it. I can still play a little bit. So,
He is a man of little words, and I prayed a long time ago that he would start speaking up more, and at home he has. So be careful what you pray for, but it's a good thing. Praise God. We have been here a little bit over 5 years. Actually, it was 5 years in March. And when we got here, I had a mentor, and I asked her, you know, is it wrong to pray for my children, my grandchildren, to join us? And she said, no. And I said, well, let's pray then. And we did, and thank God that right 2 weeks later, our children, Sarah and Justin, and our grandchildren joined us here. Yes, there's Jude. And thank you, Lord. But the testimony I have, what I can testify to, is that when we got here a little bit over 5 years ago, we were here just in time to maybe a couple of months later have the 10-year celebration. And the 10-year celebration was much different than this one is. We were a few handfuls of people, I don't know how many, and we met at Landa Park, and I believe it had rained and it was messy and stuff the night before, but we still managed to have a party, have a good time. But what I noticed was that immediately we were so few, but the generosity. I happened to be, I think I was on your team. Do you remember that? And I won a Starbucks card right away. And I thought, you know, how do they do this? Because we were so few, it seemed like to me. We're not few now. But that spirit of generosity, I've noticed, and I've told Pastor Chris this before, it's just... our pastors are generous with the church family. They are. We didn't even know where the offering box was when we got here. Several of us got here at the same time. And, you know, when do they pick up the offering? You know, where is it? But anyway, we found out where it was. But the thing is that the spirit of generosity, that's what I have to testify to. There's a spirit of generosity here. And, you know, it trickles down from our pastors. And I shouldn't say trickles. Whew. There's an anointing. It's empowered. We're empowered by that. And it comes from God because God is a generous God. But the whole point to this is that what I'm going to testify is because that spirit of generosity is in our pastors. And, you know, you've heard this before, that as the pastors go, there goes the church. Well, this is a very generous church. I'm here just to testify, give testimony that Pastor Chris contacted me last week sometime. We, you know, desserts. Okay. Yeah. The ladies. I asked 14 ladies. A 15th walked in this morning with another one that I didn't ask. Thank you so much. Out of 15 ladies, we've got more than enough dessert over here. The Pineda family cake. So that is just an example of the spirit of generosity that is here. You don't hear much about finances, but it's here. And the body here, there's lots. I work a lot with women, but the women are so generous. But, you know, behind the generous women, there's generous families behind them. And then behind that, and on top of that, and the source is God. He's generous. So anyway, that's what I have to testify for, is the spirit of generosity here. And that we're, and I'm going to prophesy, that we're so generous now. We're so blessed that we can't contain it. That we have to give more and more into the offerings because God is doing a mighty work here for us to get into our new, bigger, and better building, paid for in full, in Jesus' name.
Would you like to drop the mic real quick? Yeah, right. Hi, you guys. My name is Bill Terpenning. This is my beautiful wife, Vanessa, and this is my beautiful daughter, Naraya. My wife has been coming here longer than I have. I came here in 2014 when I was still chasing after her. But one of the things that stands out to me more than anything else, even when I first started coming here, was that it's not just people within these walls. This is all family. We're all one. We're all one under the King. Look around you real quick. You look around. These are all of your brothers. These are all your sisters. We are one large family, and that struck me right from the beginning. It was different from any other church that I've been to, any religious group I've ever been associated with.
it's how much of a family we are. It's how tight-knit we are. You know, Jay, you are Papa amongst all of us. Amongst all of us. You know, you're someone that we all look up to. You know, you're so selfless. You know, you look at so many places amongst the world, and it's all about the person preaching. And here it's not. It's about the King. You know, there is just so different here. You know, you walk in, and I already heard it earlier, but this place is saturated. It's saturated with the Holy Spirit. You know, it's not just among these walls or anything else like that. I mean, the Spirit flows out of these walls. It flows into the community. And we've seen that when we have done Love New Braunfels. We've gone through and we've done the community service here. We've, you know, and you see how much of the Spirit flows into the community. You know, just, I mean, outside of these walls and everything else, church isn't within, it's not confined within these four walls. The church is within all of us, and we take that out into the community itself, and we shine the Holy Spirit.
Pass. Yes.
So what we're going to do is we've got a few more minutes, so we're gonna speed up, go like 1.5 speed. Like if you're watching a YouTube replay, and then that way we can get to the food. Okay, see.
All right, I'll do my best. like you said, I've actually been a part of Legacy since 2011, and so been here through a lot of ups and downs. I've seen the way that God prunes in a good, healthy way. And the faithfulness of Jay, who never bowed down to the world and never conformed to what the world said he needed to do. When I came here, I knew it was my home. I was a baby in the Christian walk, and I wanted to find a home, and I knew it was my home, but I hadn't had found family yet until as I was growing with the church. That's when I started to see family. That's when I started to see the fruit, the equipping, the sending. You know, the reason why I'm still standing is because Holy Spirit flows through each and one of y'all. The powers of the prayers and the intercessory of the people in this church, the reason why my husband's still standing, the reason why I'm still standing, the reason why she's here right now. And that is our testimony, because it is King Jesus, it is Holy Spirit, but it's also the faithfulness of those who allow Holy Spirit to flow through you. So I just want to thank everybody for all of your prayers and for being family.
Where do you begin? Oh, my goodness. Well, I've been here a while, through up and down like you, and always knew that the downs were always going to be followed by a super up. So I had the privilege of going to Voice of the Apostles with Jay many, many years ago, and what I witnessed there was a man whose heart was full on to God. He was a laid-down lover of God. He felt he spent most of the time on his face crying before the Lord. And I thought to myself right then, there's a man that I can follow into the kingdom of God. And so it has not been a disappointment at all. God never disappoints when our hearts are 100% sold out to him. I had a miraculous healing in 83. Which completely changed my paradigm as to what church should be. I could not tolerate church as usual ever again. And so I'm so thankful that we have an extraordinary church here, an extraordinary body that encompasses everything that everybody has testified to today. And I'm blessed to be a part of it. Thank you.
Okay, well, I came here in 2013, and I had lived in Illinois and moved here, had gone to Spirit-filled churches, and I was looking around for a church, so I went to 6 different churches, and I came to Legacy as the 5th church and then the 6th church, and I'm like, Lord, where is there a Spirit-filled church in this place? And the Lord said, just go to Legacy, and I'm like, but God, you know I need a Spirit-filled church. because it wasn't so much. And so, so I came, and I think it was in, must have been in November. There was a Heidi Baker conference up at Promised Land in Austin. And I was there with a prayer group from a smaller church that I'd been going to for like on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Janie was part of that. And so we were meeting up there as a group to sit. So as we go in, it's a huge church, and we're trying to find a place to sit. We see part of our people from our prayer group over in one area. So we go over there, and as we're going over there, a friend that was with me, I said, "That looks like Pastor Jay over there." She goes, "That is your pastor." And I'm like, "Oh." So I end up sitting next to him. And so it was really good. You know, Heidi Baker's really good. And there was a point where near the end, there was like prayer time. And, you know, pastor's a big guy. And he was like, I think the seats must have gone up as you stood up. And then there was like another seat in front of you. He was like crouched down like this. And my friend said to me, "You're supposed to pray fire on God, on fire on Jay." And I'm like, "Ooh, yeah." And she goes, and she said, "Are you going to do it?" I said, "Didn't you just say God said to do it?" And she said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah." So I said, "Pastor Jay, I'm going to, do you remember this?" "Oh, yeah." "Yeah." "Yeah." And so I said, "Okay, God said to pray fire on you." I started praying fire on you. And that's when he lit up. And that's when everything changed from that point. And I know the Lord had me pray a couple more times here at this church, fire on him more. But that's where it all started, was when God poured out his fire on you. And just use little old me to do it. Little old Linda, whatever, right?
Y'all, there's so much I could say. But what I'll say is this. I remember when we first showed up in this house, because we Googled, right? Like, where are the Spirit-filled places? And we're looking for places. And we tried really hard to go to other places, too. And we saw gifts of the Holy Spirit being talked about on Sunday morning. There's a sermon series. I'm like, what? Got to visit that church. And I'll be real honest. When we came, some of y'all know the story. When we came, I was like, we had tried. I'm just going to say this really brief. I'm sorry. I'm going to try to be really fast. We tried really hard to go to a few other places, visit a few places. We came here, we drove in, we went to another church, I won't say who it was, but it was real pretty, and all the people in there were real pretty and real put together, you know, and we drove up in here and we're like, this is the church? Like, you know, it's talking on the gifts, we're like, okay, and I see someone driving up in a Harley with tattoos, I was like, oh, this might be our home, right? So we come in and he's preaching, he doesn't do an activation, which was weird for me where I came from. So I remember asking, and he's like, oh, we're not really ready for that. That's why I'm doing the teaching. I was like, oh, okay. So long story short, we were kind of like, well, you really like him, but this isn't where we're supposed to be. Like, we'd been for 10 years prophesied and told that we'd be moving and had no idea where in the thing. So I'm like, I got words, Jesus. Like, we got, like, we're here, let's go, right? I was ready. And I was like, they're still starting out. Like, they're not ready yet, you know. I'm just being really real transparent. That's what's beautiful about this house, by the way. Just, you know, it's a little messy, but it's okay. But we were like, well, maybe they just weren't really ready, so it's okay. You know, we'll find someplace else. And we tried really hard to go to a few other places, and we just couldn't. We came back, and the Lord said this to me. He said, we don't join churches, you join leadership. And he said that Jay and Kelly were pure-hearted. And I remember telling him that. And then we had, I think it was lunch or something one time, and I said, the Lord said, I'm supposed to make covenant. We're supposed to make covenant with you. Guys, we didn't hold positions in church before. We were just volunteers. We're just people that helped out. We were on the worship team. Like, I didn't want a job at the church. Like, you know. But when he says that, you have to obey. And that's what kingdom family is. It's covenant. through thick or thin, like a marriage, through thick or thin, through all this stuff, you join yourself in covenant and you fight it out, you work it out. We got 3-hour long conversations on a regular basis, like just praying through, God, what are you saying and what are you doing? And we're plowing. And then look at these people, look at the people around you, like the gold that God brings together in family. And when we say that we're after kingdom family and we lay down these core values and the leadership team got together with the elders and they're like, this is what we're about. This is where we're going and I'm not going to hold back anymore. We're going to go. Chris Maddox over there, I'm so love you. So glad to see your face. She and many others, I'm sure, have been plowing ground in this land in prayer and intercession. Prayer and intercession is the foundation of all things. Prayer and intercession, me and the team, but praying, prophesying, pouring out. And the shift came when people's hearts started to come together and said, this is what we're after. You've heard it. We're looking for family. We're looking where the Spirit of God is. We're looking for the places. I was stupid to go, well, I just wasn't seeing it. But the Lord made me partner with Jane Kelly, Chris and I, to partner with Jane Kelly. I was like, whatever it looks like, God, if he leaves, we're leaving. Because that's what covenant is. It's not about the house and the building. It's about the people. When we say family, we really mean it. And so I remember the Love New Braunfels and the conferences and bringing in the speakers and all the things because we were going after something to lay down core values. We said we're about the kingdom. What does the kingdom look like? So when you talk about generosity, the Lord gave us a vision to just minister to the neighborhood. Let's just take territory because that's what the kingdom is about, is going outside these walls. And we poured over $1,000 into free laundry and praying over people and the car wash on the other side and just loved on the neighborhood. And the neighborhood was like, what do you, like this is for donation? We're like, no, we just, God loves you. We just want to be a blessing to you. And we meant it. And their faces could see it. And they were saying things like, they don't do this for us. Who's the they? The people in the city, like, they don't do this for us. I'm like, Jesus does this. Jesus' people does this. And this is what it was about. We saw salvations. We saw healings. We saw miracles. We tried to go after revival. We opened up the doors and told people to come in on Friday, Saturday night, and we're just going to go after worship and revival and pray for people. No one in the neighborhood came. No one in the neighborhood came, which looks like failure, but it wasn't. Because the team that came down from Abilene, my old stomping grounds, came in. They partnered with us in ministry and all that. We still had church. We still had revival. And we had 3 creative miracles where metal disappeared out of people's bodies. And that is my favorite testimony in this house. Because we poured out in generosity to break off a poverty spirit. I believe it broke it off of this house as well. I believe that ground has been sown. No matter what happened with COVID, we have paid a price here. We have sowed. You guys have sowed, right? But there's a time and a season now that God is bringing things up. I have to share this last Sunday, and I'm sure I'll share more at some other time, but I was compelled to get up out of my seat and dance. I was compelled with prophetic acts, digging and plowing and pushing away dirt and watching water come up. And just like the first Sunday I was here, standing in the back when they weren't really ready for some stuff, right? So I was standing in the back and my hands were doing this and I could feel the wind and I'm the weird one, you know, in the church. And so, but I'm feeling water rising. They're singing Oceans and You Make Me Brave, all the water songs, right? So all the water, and there was this huge angel in the corner standing behind me and he was flapping his wings like this and winds were coming and water was rising. And what I could feel was, Fantasia, right? Like Mickey Mouse, like, boosh, boosh, like water splashing everywhere. I'm looking like a weird lady in the back, like just trying to hide. And I'm just like swishing because I remember asking him. I asked him, what would it look like if I came and just danced with my scarf? He's like, well, we're not ready for that. You know, so I'm in the back, you know, and I'm like, the angels are all over this place. There's something on this land and this ground. And all we have to do is partner with God. What are you saying? And COVID didn't shut us down. We actually multiplied. We grew. We grew. We were online before they told us to go online. Because there's a visionary who's a laid-down lover who's willing to pay any price to go after the Father. We've sown in this place. Sweat, tears, loss, hardship, fighting for what the Father said we're about. And we mean it. And we mean it. And it's a little messy. I'm a little messy. I came from a place where I wasn't the weird one, so it's weird for me to be one of the weird ones, right? I'm just going to tell you. But, and this is the last thing. When the Smiths, Nancy and Alan, we had guest speakers here. And it's you again, Chris, started it. Because a core value of the kingdom is honor. And they were praying over me, and I was out. And y'all, I still had dignity. Dignity is not a fruit of the Spirit, by the way. But I was trying to get off the stage. They prayed for me. I was out. I'm like, oh my gosh, they're kind of chit-chatting and talking about stuff. And Kelly and them are praying for me over here. And I'm thinking in my head, like, I got to get out of the way. Like, people are looking. Like, I need to move. And I couldn't get off the floor. I was stuck. I think it was Bill maybe even was standing there trying to like help me up as I was trying to go down the stairs and I crawled like two or three places and then just fell on my face. And I'll never forget the Lord says, "You're a sacrifice on the altar. You said you were all mine. All the dignity's gotta go." Like, do you mean it or not? And one of my best friends had visited from North Carolina, and it was such a powerful thing of, okay, nothing left. We're going after you. This is what we're doing. All dignity out of the box. And because the leadership in this house has so been unified, we've been through transition, guys. We've been through some breakups. We've been through some shifting and splitting. We've been through the things. But when he said yes, when the leadership was like, yes, this is the vision, this is the thing we're going after, we're laying out for the kingdom, the word says the foundation is built on the apostles and the prophets. And this apostle of this house, when he said, and he owned it, when he owned it, not just a pastor, I'm an apostle, is when everything shifted. It was all about the kingdom before we even understand fully what it was about. So I'm just so thankful to God for every single person in this house. If you have not plugged in here, you are missing out. Amen. I'm just telling you. You're missing out because there are people in here that are going to love you and pray for you and contend for you and fight with you, for your breakthrough, for your freedom, for everything that it is you need. We mean it. And it's a little messy. We're all a little messy. I used to say where there's people, there's poop. Like, it's just going to be messy. But we got to get rid of the dignity part. Like, freedom is a little messy. So we invite you in. We invite you in as we celebrate these last 15 years. There's so much more God wants to do. We were so a different church 8 years ago when I came here. Can you imagine where we're going to be another 8 years, 15 years or more? Because there's acceleration, because we really are about the kingdom, and every person in this place has a place. You have a voice, you have gifting, you have purpose, you have calling in family and then out there, because that's where we're about taking territory. So thank you, Jay. Thank you. Thank you, Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, don't go anywhere. What I'm going to do is we're going to be eating here in a few minutes, but I want to share with you just a few pictures because it's been an interesting journey. I was 29 when we started this thing, so I'm only 34 now, so we're doing good. I want to say publicly right now, this may not mean anything to anybody in here, but I'll forward this to Robert Emmett, but I want to thank Robert Emmett and Julie Emmett, who were the senior pastors for Community Bible Church. Why don't you all give them an honor praise real quick. Robert was, we were Community Bible Church New Braunfels for the first 3 years before the Lord shifted the vision, gave us our name. But Robert saw something in me and gave me an opportunity to step into my calling. One of the most humble men I've ever met. He led a mega church of, when we got planted, it was probably 15,000 people at that time. And he's since retired, is up in Colorado, and still continuing to do the Lord's work. But I'm forever grateful for Robert to be able to step into ministry. But I want to show you quick pictures real quick. If you guys could throw up that PowerPoint real quick and kind of just give you a brief history, and then we're going to eat and show you where we guys came from. It's pretty, isn't it? All right, prophetic team, prophesy. Waves upon waves. Waves upon waves again. That's been taken. What else is out there? You think I'm joking? I'm going to activate you. Okay. So 15 years ago, we started our very first service. Actually, it was on May the 19th, 2007. Let me tell you a story real quick. In 2006, we were on staff at Community Bible Church. And Robert, they started planting multiple churches around the city and the region. And gave us a call, and we lived in Bulverde at the time. I went to Smithson Valley High School. That was my stomping grounds. And Robert calls it up and says, hey, we're going to plant a church, and it's going to be CBC Bulverde. We want you to pray about it. And I'm like, yes, this is it. This is the thing. There's a lot of story to it. I'll share it in the membership class. And I'm going, this is it. And Kelly and I are praying, like, this is exciting. And the Lord goes, you didn't ask me if it's the idea. I'm like, well, certainly this is the word of the Lord. And he goes, no. You tell him no, that you're not supposed to plant Bulverde. So I went to Robert and I said, my honest words were, I feel like an idiot because I appreciate this opportunity. I may never get this opportunity again, but the Lord's telling me no. So thank you for considering me, but I'm going to tell you no. And it was just the process of laying that thing down. 9 months later, it was March of 2007. They called, I was off of work that day. Kelly was actually working in the pastoral care department. And Robert goes, hey, we're going to be planting a church in New Braunfels. Yours and Kelly is the only name that comes up, and so we want you to pray about it. I said, well, how long do I have to pray about this? And he says, you have 5 minutes. And I'm like, well, you're pretty certain now, aren't you? So I call up Kelly, and the moment we pray, the Lord says, I made you for this. Next day, he sends out an email. Remember, it was a 15,000-member church to like 20,000 people in Church Sybil and New Braunfels. I just said yes. I don't have a team. It's Kelly, myself, Morgan, and then Kelly was pregnant with Macy. We had 3.5 original members at that point. We added to it in 2009 with our son David. We helped the church grow on our own with that one. So just to give you perspective on. So the very first service was with the YMCA. It's now closed down. Go ahead and give me that next picture, if you can. It's okay. It'll come. It's okay. Come, Holy Spirit. Hey. We don't even need the pics. Here's what I'll tell you. We had 80 people in our very first service. Half of them were people that came from CBC to support us. So we had about 40 people that originally started. We packed in a trailer week in and week out to be able to set up service in an aerobics room that had hardwood floors and mirrors on every side. So it looked like we were like triple the church size we were. There you go. There's our original members right there. So that's Morgan, our 18-year-old who's graduating. Macy's in there, and then there's Kelly. Go ahead and give me that next one. And that you basically had to have to get to the aerobics room. We lined and we brought in, we called it the forest to CBC. We had to line up these fake trees all the way up and down, and we laid down because we didn't want you walking into feeling like we wanted you to feel welcome. Go ahead and give me the next one. So that was our very first service. I also, too, I love Stephen and Sarah Stogner. I'm going to cry like a baby through this whole thing, so y'all just going to have to get used to it. They helped us start the church, and we're such an incredible blessing to them. I love them. They're back in Louisiana right now. Give me the next one. There's Skinny Jay without the beard. I was half the man I am now. Give me the next one. Then we moved. We were there for about a year. Then we moved over to New Braunfels High School in that amazing auditorium. And so we would set up, same thing. We got our trailer. We moved down the road. We would set up service every single week. And go and give me the next slide. Again, that was Christmas, I think. I think I got one more of the high school. And so, again, it was, but we had to basically set up all kinds of different things to make this thing happen. And we had faithful volunteers. I'm just telling you what right now. There's people that would show up at 6 in the morning to unload the trailer to begin to set up and put everything on there. And once service is done, we didn't go as long as we do now, but we were usually there till 1 or 2 in the afternoon, packing back up the trailer week after week after week after week. And there's so many people who aren't here now because they've moved in different places that we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. And I'm eternally grateful for them and their faithfulness in that time. Go and give me the next slide. And then we begin to know we need something beyond, and that's this building. If you're from the west side, you know what this place was before. They had wrestling arena. They had a car shop. They had the mariachi sheet metal statues. I mean, they had all kinds of different stuff on there. And that back corner over there was actually the stage I'm standing on was actually in that back corner, and they would sell mattresses out of this place. Go give me the next one. So you can see we did a little bit of work to do it. Keep going. We had to take those gates down. There's that front entrance that's coming in this way. Give me the next one. One more time. There we go. So you understand, these walls weren't here. That wall wasn't there. We had to completely gut and turn this into a sanctuary. Go ahead and give me the next one. And that right there is what I'm standing on right here. And we just built it. It was incredible wood, so we used it. We used what we had is the point of the matter. Go and give me the next one. And then we began to build the construction. That right here is from on this side of the wall looking behind it. And then that's the stage right there before we shoved it up against that wall. Go and give me the next one. That would be that back entrance. That would be over here. Give me the next one. And then back over here we have an open, door that opened. Go ahead and give me the next one. And then we were Community Bible Church for the first 3 years. And so we have that sign out there. And go and give me the next one. This will be the very first service we had. Give me the next one in this building. And so that's what it looked like. We had, again, a portable stage. We had speakers that we had to still set up. It was ugly. And the sound was hard. Go and give me the next one. And that was the very first service in this building in November of 2009. Go and give me the next one. Just trying to give you guys perspective. Give me the next one. That was a children's ministry. That was our elementary room. Go and give me the next one. There's my two beautiful girls. You knew I was going to include you guys on there. That's Morgan and Macy. Go and give me the next one. That's her son, David. I love you, David. Give me the next one. And then that was that front entrance walking in. As you notice, there's no stucco on here. So keep going. So at some point, we realized this thing is a pig that we're putting lipstick on a weekly basis. We need to put a little bit more lipstick and maybe some foundation. So we actually put stucco around the building to actually beautify. Because here's a kingdom principle. You don't just take what you receive. You actually make it better. Right? And I'm just going to tell you, we began to see the facelift on the west side of this town begin to change as we were here. As we began to steward what God put inside of our hands, as we began to love on the people here. If you've been in the west side for any period of time, you know it's gone through some shifts and transformations over the last, 15 years since we've been here. And I believe it was is because whenever the kingdom shows up, all of a sudden people take notice, and it begins to call it a spirit of excellence. And so give me the next one. And that, oh, God. That's Papa Jack and Mama Frida. Let me tell you the story real quick, and I'll catch it up. I know we're going to eat, but it's before noon anyway. So I apologize to Bill Millers in advance. They've been up there setting out. Long story short, we started as a cessationist church. We didn't believe in the move of the Spirit. I thought you guys were heretics and crazy. flat out. And it was because when we started, I grew up Catholic, and so the most of the Holy Spirit I had was Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That was the extent of the Holy Spirit I had or understanding. At CBC, it wasn't, they didn't preach against the move of the Spirit, but it wasn't demonstrated in any form or fashion. It wasn't taught, so I had no idea. Early on, Kelly and I were actually overseeing, when we were in our early 20s, a single-parent ministry, and which is the, you talk about the people who are the most broken and hurting in a lot of ways, especially coming into the church. People were walking in with a big scarlet D on their shoulder because churches had put them down for being divorced. And it was sickening. And in that time frame, we learned how to love and to shepherd and to pastor and to care for the brokenhearted. And so, long story short, we had a woman who had had a negative experience with the move of the Spirit. I began to read every single piece of literature, listen to radio, podcasts weren't a thing at that point. And I listened to as much as I could, educate myself against the move of the Spirit. But the Lord honored it. And here's how. I knew Jesus and I knew how to love people. When we planted this church, when Cindy's telling the story, when Linda was telling the story, it's a process. We started in 2007 not knowing the Holy Spirit from a hole in the wall. We really did not know. But about 3 years in, because I'm preaching, I'm finding that I'm having to pull out the proverbial magic marker and start swapping out all kinds of scripture. Like, well, that didn't fit my theology, and that didn't fit my theology, and that didn't fit my theology. And we get a call in 2010 from Kelly's mom and dad, and they said, hey, David is 6 months old at the time, says, hey, there's this conference going on at Gateway Church up in Dallas area. We've already bought you tickets. We've already booked a hotel, and we'll watch the kids. My first words to Kelly were, this is probably one of those wackadoodle churches set up because they were charismatic, moving the Spirit. My second words were, we'll go to honor them the first night, but we haven't slept in 2.5 years because Macy was 2.5 years old. David was 6 months old at the time. It was baby and babies, right? And so we went, and the first day we walk in, the first worship song, Carrie Job was a teenager at that time, if you know who she is. And I hear the audible voice of God say, JJ, why are you persecuting me? Fear of the Lord just came in. I know the voice of the Father. I know the voice of Jesus. Immediately I knew this is God and this is the Holy Spirit. And he called me on the carpet and says, I love your zeal. I made you to be zealous. I made you to protect people. I made you to honor people. Yes, but you're keeping them from the only thing that will transform them, and that's me. And so that began the journey of us taking our church, which was performance, but it was 200 to 225 people. It felt like it took a while, but the reason it says this is not, people aren't ready yet, is I wasn't ready just to throw people into the fire. They had to be fathered into the fire. I didn't have that language until I met this man, Jack Taylor, in 2013. Three most significant spiritual experiences I've ever had in my life. The moment I heard Jesus at 16 tell me, why is that dude hang behind the priest every single Sunday? And I discovered that that dude, Jesus, isn't on the cross anymore. It was a revelation. The second moment was at Gateway when I heard the Holy Spirit speak and we got baptized in the Spirit. The third one was in 2013 where we met Papa Jack. And he looked me in the eyes and he says, who's your father? I said, I've got an amazing earthly father, but I knew what he meant. Because in that journey of being baptized in the Spirit, I was going from conference to conference to conference saying, Lord, I want to discover who you are in all the fullness, but I don't know what this looks like. And I was like a little orphan going from conference to conference. Are you my daddy? Are you my daddy? Are you my daddy? I was so hungry for fathering. I had been baptized in the Spirit in 2010, but guess what? I was still an orphan. What was the significance of 2013? That man and that woman. When I said, who's your father? If you will ask me, I will become your father. And suddenly, that orphan spirit was lifted off. I'm going to tell you guys, we don't want to be just a Spirit-filled church that doesn't know the Father. There's plenty of Spirit-filled, Holy Spirit-driven movements that are orphans that don't know the Father. And that's dangerous. And that's why there's messes that have been made, because it's orphans leading orphanages instead of fathers and mothers raising sons and daughters who become fathers and mothers. And the Holy Spirit's the one that makes it happen. So if you want to understand where we're going, that's what you have to understand. Go ahead and fast forward a little bit to right here. This is what the Lord's doing right now. We had a prophetic conference, and the Lord says, this is what I'm doing right now. The Spirit is about to give birth to the earth, revival across the planet, not just in a single location. Times past, it was in singular locations. The Lord's saying, now is the time I'm going to deliver the earth to myself. Give me the next one. This is an ongoing visual I had for several years. I just want you to get this real quick. I saw this in my dreams, this exact type of picture. Over the head was written Austin. Over the feet was written San Antonio. Austin's the head, the seat of government in Texas. San Antonio's an international city. It's the evangelism. It's the going out internationally. But over the heart, I saw written New Braunfels and San Marcos. And I asked the Lord, why San Marcos, why New Braunfels? And he says, because it's the heart of the region, and the heart of the region must represent the Father's heart. And what you see is this. You see the unoxygenated blood coming in, and then the oxygenated blood being pushed out. And he says, unless the breath of my Spirit is carried through the heart of the Father, it will actually do damage. I want y'all to hear this. This is vision casting. Where are we going? When I say fathers and mothers, I want you to understand this. You have to be able to breathe in the ruach, the breath of God into your lungs. But it must move from your lungs to the heart that's been transformed. Notice in Scripture, he didn't say, behold, I will give you new lungs. He says, behold, I'll give you a new heart. And that heart has to be the Father's heart. So the breath you take in must be run through the lens of his identity so you discover your identity. So everything you do action-wise to the heads of government, to the feet of the gospel going out, must be done for the Father's heart being pushed out and demonstrated. That's the kingdom. Give me one more. I'm just going to tell you this real quick. If you've been here any time, you might have heard me share this story. My daughter drew this for me. But I had, again, about 7 years ago now, had this ongoing dream. And long story short, I saw a gigantic fire pit that was easily 10 to 15 feet across in diameter. And easily, I could just go like this and sit down. That's how tall it was. And it was full of active embers. Like, this is a fire that's been burning for a long time. That's not dead. It's actively burning. And I'm seated. And so the fire is behind me. I'm seated, and I'm looking out into the darkness. And I literally cannot see this far. It's all pitch black all the way around me. And I'm just sitting there, but I'm not afraid. I know I'm in the fire. I know I'm in the right place. And I hear this footstep come out to my right. And through the darkness, this hand reaches in, and it's the Statue of Liberty holding a torch. And I knew immediately. I just grabbed the torch. I mean, it looked like the Statue of Liberty's torch. I leaned behind me, and I put it into the embers, and immediately it turned into a real torch, a real flame. And the moment I set it back into the hand of the individual, that statue's hand began to become real flesh. And over a period of, it felt like hours, I mean, I sat there a while in the spirit, different nationalities, different skin colors began to come in, and that's when I knew I'm not just a father to a house. I'm supposed to be a father to the nations that actually sets people into their kingdom purpose. This is not about being called apostle for the sake of carrying the name. I don't put it on my card. But I know I'm a sent one to help people discover who he is so they can discover who they are, so they can help the world actually get free from religion. False identities. You want to take that statue. It's like anything you want to do. Anything that's false has to be transformed into who he's created them to be. So that's the mission of this house. So where are we going? I'm just going to tell you real quick. We've got a lot of different planning that was being put into place right before COVID. We launched an idea of a Kingdom Resource Center. It was in January of that year. And then, of course, a couple months later, it was immediate when COVID hit. But we know that in addition to Legacy as a house, we're supposed to start a separate entity called the Kingdom Resource Center. From that place, we're going to start schools of ministry, we're training centers, all kinds of different things that we're going to facilitate, and we've done some of those classes. But now that COVID's over, I mean, we got over COVID a while ago in terms of our mentality here, but the Lord's saying it's time to start moving forward in the fall. And so there's several things that we're going to do here. One of those things is we're going to start a Kingdom Advance training, a leadership school, and it's going to be about 9 months. And it's something that I'm putting together specifically, and we're going to make it very accessible. I haven't worked out all the pricing yet, but it's going to be starting September. It's going to be like Sunday nights from like 5 to 9. And it's going to be a time for you to be able to be trained and equipped in a very intentional way. Because I got this place of I have no problem sending people away to school. But the Lord says, no, but I designed you also to have a place where you can train and equip people in a more formal way. And so we're going to be starting that in the fall, and you can be able to partner with us on that. We'll let you know. The other thing we're doing is we know that we're a five-fold house, meaning apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. How do we train and equip people who are called to those offices to step into those offices? We have to produce that. This is what this looks like. And so Cindy's been in the process. We're working on some things to actually launch some specific training, a separate school that will be oriented towards some of those things that are coming. So we're getting ready for this fall. And by the summer, putting things in place on that. What does that mean for our building? Right now, we're still in this building. We've got words that we're going to have a different building. And we've been looking actively. In fact, we've actively negotiated for a particular place. I'm not going to tell you where. And because Lord, what are you saying? What are you doing? We want to actively participate with the word that God gave us. So nothing is settled yet. But what I will say is this. The Lord is going to be faithful to his word. And I believe within the next couple months, we will know for certain what our next 2 to 5 years looks like. Building facility-wise, okay? We're in that process, and we're going to know that. Part of that may include, before we get to that next step, one of the reasons we haven't gone back in here and repainted and stuff like that is we've been waiting for the season to be able to figure out where do we put resources into? If we're not pouring into a building that's not ours, what are we going to do on that? And so that may, you know, we've got some cracks from shifting and stuff like that we're going to actively do and things like that. But I want you to know we're in the process. What we need you to do is pray and agree with expectation that greater things are happening. That might also include a second service that we would need to go to. Okay? Now, before you get excited about that means you got to volunteer in order for that to work. But we know that the Lord's calling us into a season of expansion. And I really do believe we're going to see more lives transformed, but specifically the city is going to begin to be transformed in a dynamic way. Okay, so let me pray over you, and then Pastor Chris is going to give some instructions. I know I went later than I told him, so I apologize on that. And we're going to get you guys to eat and enjoy your time together. Amen? Amen? All right, so Father, we just thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, as we celebrated your goodness. Like every testimony, even when it was about people, really had to do with you. If it wasn't for you, God, we wouldn't be here. And so we're grateful that you're faithful to your word. And just as the papa of this house, I just release a blessing over every child, teenager, and adult to carry on the legacy of Jesus, not the legacy of a church, not the legacy of a person, but the legacy of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And I commission you to seek first the King and his kingdom, his righteousness, before anything else. I commission you, make that your highest priority. All things will be added, but first things first. So, Lord, bless this food, bless the conversations, and we love you, Jesus. And all God's people said.
Thank you so much for joining us as we seek first after God's kingdom and release it to transform lives and cities. If you would like more information about how to grow in the kingdom or connect with Legacy, go to our website, www.legacynb.com.